football, and this is your Minority Sports Report. I'm Julian, and I'm anchored by Big Black and Elliot.
What's up, everybody?
Hold up, we're live from an aircraft carrier hangar.
Coming to you live from an aircraft carrier hangar in DIA. This
boom.
Is your Minority Sports Report.
This is a boom.
John, start us off.
I'm going to jump in because we love football. This is America, and we're men, and we do things like watch football all day.
All day in America,
watching football. That was terrible. Don't.
You know, some yin yang.
Yeah, it was, man. It was. Like, that's recorded. I can't take that back. That sucks. That really sucks. But anywho, I'm going to jump right in. First game of the season. Was Broncos versus Ravens.
Notable because. Well,
why?
Peyton Manning threw 7 touchdowns.
How many touchdowns?
7. With how many interceptions? None.
Wow.
And the last time that happened was
never.
64.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, racism was still strong back then. That's crazy. Put some
perspective on that. The Broncos stepped up, won a decisive victory against Joe Flacco's Ravens for the opening day kickoff Thursday night, and as a Broncos fan, it was reassuring for me. Put some worries I had about the team to bed, but you know, it's just one win. We gotta keep moving.
Yeah, the Broncos took care of business in that game for sure. I mean, their offense is probably the most potent offense that I've seen since maybe the 2007 Patriots. That kind of offense where I think John Fox and Adam Gase and the new offense that they're running, I think that they don't even care about running up the score anymore. They're just going to do whatever they want. And they learned their lesson from last year where they were playing conservative in the second half sometimes when they were up by a little bit, and I think that third quarter was probably what you're going to see from the Broncos for the rest of the season, where Peyton Manning takes in, he analyzes the defense that they're putting forward in the first couple of quarters, and then just proceeds to completely demolish it. I mean, it's funny because the Ravens' off defense was really, really hyped, like way overhyped before that game. You know, they lost all of these players, and then they still had to make it out. Like, oh, they're younger and they're faster. It's like, yeah, but they can't.
But they're not experienced.
Right, they're not experienced, and that experience is so valuable, especially when you're going up against a quarterback like Peyton Manning, who all he is experience. I mean, his arm is better than it was last year, but he's still not like, you know, he's not like a Colin Kaepernick arm or something like that. He's gonna tear you apart, but not just by a rocket.
Yeah, he's never been a rocket thrower.
Right, exactly. I mean, I think that the Ravens, it was funny because the Broncos were had the danger of being overhyped, but it was really the Ravens that ended up being overhyped because they had to defend the fact that they were the Super Bowl champions. But when you lose that much talent, it's really, really hard to compete.
And when you're the Ravens in the regular season, it's just really that hard to compete. They suck in the regular season, man. That's why I'm like so pissed off that they won the goddamn Super Bowl last year. Any other team, fuck, I'd rather see New York do it. On a bullshit, you know, like, whatever. Just being like, you know, coming as a Patriots fan on some crazy bullshit play. I would have loved to seen that. But no, it was mediocre throughout the regular season. Goddamn Ravens, and then they just got hot, which sucks because.
But that's how it's been the last.
I know, man. It just sucks. It aggravates me, man. But you said something about running up the score, which I think is interesting because when I first moved here, people were bitching about that. So now that you guys have a star quarterback and a quarterback that you can't stop, he's going to score touchdowns. Like, how does being on that side now, like, how do you feel about it?
I mean, I'm okay with it, but I'm always, you know, I don't like it when it happens to my team, obviously.
Well, yeah, nobody does.
But I mean, I don't like it from neutral games. I guess I only like it when my team does it. because otherwise it's just not very fun to watch a game. I mean, occasionally, you know, the team can come back and blah, 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 but
well, after, I'm sorry, after seeing the teams come back from, like, 18-point deficits with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, i.e., the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure came back from a huge deficit. I can't remember what it was, in the Super Bowl, or was it the Niners that came back? Yeah, it was the Niners in the NFC Championship game against the Falcons. Came back from this ridiculous deficit in the fourth quarter. And at this, I mean, in today's NFL, you are there's no safe leads because there can be turnovers and then you get an onside kick. I mean, people have come back from worse deficits than what the Ravens faced. So I'm totally fine with the Broncos just going out there and saying we're just going to keep throwing the ball even though we're up by 3 scores. It doesn't matter to me anymore. I think the NFL is completely different than it was 20 years ago. And,
gentleman's agreement.
Well, whatever. It's not that there's too much on the line. There's too much at stake to be trying to save people's feelings. Nah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, fuck people's feelings, man. This is football. These guys get paid millions of dollars to go out there and beat each other up. You know, like, really? So, like, fuck your feelings. Because that's football. You know, obviously, like, it's the best analogy. Like, I've heard analogies. We still talk about, like, every time we talk about football, we use, like, war analogies. It's like, I don't even know where I was going with that thought. Screw it. But, 7 goddamn touchdowns, man.
So,
that shit is crazy. It's
talk
crazy.
Enough about that game. Let's talk about all the games today.
All the games.
We're going to cover every single game.
Not every game.
Every single game.
Okay.
All of them.
Let's, all right. What was your favorite game today?
From Sunday?
Yeah, from Sunday.
I thought, the most exciting finish, in my opinion, was the New York Jets versus the Tampa Bay
Buccaneers.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. That finish was crazy, man.
Oh, my God. Who was that guy's name? The Tampa Bay player, the defensive player who knocked Geno Smith down at the end of the play that caused them to...
I don't know. I don't know his name, but that was a fucking...
Yeah, no. Basically, if you didn't watch the game, Tampa Bay was going to win. Essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had that game
won. 7 seconds left.
Yeah. And the Jets were out of field goal range, and because a Tampa Bay defensive player basically shoved Geno Smith while he was out of bounds.
15 yards,
first down, suddenly you're in field goal range. Yeah. Jets win. Jets win. Jets win.
Pretty monumentally stupid decision on the part of the Tampa Bay player to knock Geno Smith out of bounds.
Absolutely.
It is week one. It's sloppy, and I'm gonna use that to talk about the sloppiest game of the night: Dallas versus the Giants, New York. So while the Jets are happy, New York lost for the first time in Jerry's Palace. after turning the ball over 6 times.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Which is, like, understandable. You would expect any team to lose after turning the ball over 6 times. But how much did they lose by? 5 points, Dallas. Yes. They lost by 5 points. You can't beat the Giants with 6 turnovers by more than 5 points. I know Dallas fans are gonna be buying tickets to New York for their Super Bowl right now, but I just think that says more about the Cowboys than the Giants. Yeah, the Giants played terribly. They should have blown out.
Yeah,
they should. That's,
they had no business making that a game.
Yeah,
no business.
And that was a game up until the last 2 minutes.
It really was.
Wasn't the game in Dallas where they played the Giants last year, some crazy thing happened at the end where, like, they were able to get a field goal and the Giants won even though they shouldn't have won that game?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the somehow...
Roman in 0-12?
In 0-12.
Yeah, according to James Brown from CBS Sports.
I got you, James. I got you. DVR is the shit.
Well, I think that the story of the night game, the Cowboys-Giants game, was that Eli Manning managed to out Tony Romo.
Oh, yes. Let's make it. Like, that should be the headline.
Yeah.
My God. How do you throw six... How do you have 6 turnovers?
To be fair to Eli Manning, a couple of those were not his fault. They were tipped balls like just managed to like luckily fly into the hands of a Dallas defensive player.
And they still barely won.
Yeah, they should not have won that game. I mean, the nice thing if you're a Giants fan that you can take away from it is that Victor Cruz is still really good because he had 3 touchdowns. They have a good team.
You won me my fantasy game.
He won me my fantasy games in both leagues where I have him. I was very excited about that because I was not winning before that game.
John?
Yeah, obviously. He's keeping it on the thing of sloppy. The Patriots won by 2 points. What was it 23-21?
Yeah.
I think it was 2 seasons ago with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick, they beat the Patriots on the same kind of play with like the same amount of time left, and then Ryan Fitzpatrick signed this massive bill and then just disappeared. But yeah, it was not a fun game to watch. It was really fucking boring.
How was EJ Manuel?
EJ Manuel was damn, for real. I was like, this kid.
No, he can throw.
He's good, man. He's really good.
Yeah, I mean, Buffalo should feel encouraged.
Absolutely. I thought Buffalo, put it this way. Last week, which is a podcast that you guys will hear at some other time, we talked about, like, damn, it's going to really suck to be a Bills fan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be that bad this season, honestly.
We'll see.
Because just seeing from, granted, the Patriots' defense isn't awesome, you know.
But Brady's still Brady.
Yeah, Brady's still Brady. That's why they won. But if they didn't win the defense, obviously, because of E.J. Manuel just, like, ripping apart. It was incredible to see that guy do that. But at the end of the day, Patriots won, and the W's a W. And yeah, it's gonna be a long season.
So that's the Patriots?
It's gonna be a really long season. Not even that, dude. They really miss Gronkowski and Hernandez, the accused murderer. And then
not guilty. He pleaded not guilty, guys.
I said accused. And then you lose Wes Welker over some like fucking pennies, really.
Yeah.
You know. Which is fine, because this guy, Amendola, had this 10 catches for like 140 something.
Yeah, Danny looked pretty good.
You know, he got injured and left the game for a little while, but he came back. So like it's promising, but it's not going to be. Once Gronkowski comes back, I think it's going to be a little better.
John, you're telling me that Tom Brady was watching that game on Thursday night and wasn't feeling just a little bit of like a pang of. Oh man, I miss Wes Welker.
I don't know what Tom Brady was thinking. Because I don't know the relationship they have. However,
they were buddies, I thought.
No, I'm talking about with like him and Peyton and all that. He's probably, I don't know if he's like, damn, that's what's up, Wes. I don't know if he's rooting for Wes or if he's just like, you know, at the same time, like, I don't know that dynamic, you know. It's interesting to think about that, though. I, for one, am kind of like, Wes Welker is fucking great, but Wes Welker also fucks up in clutch times. You know, so it's like
muff punt.
You know, like no, just being from the Patriots. You know, like he fucks up a lot. Fuck, he dropped that Super Bowl. He dropped the pass in the Super Bowl. You know, and it's like they again. I mean, whatever, but it's like it doesn't suck for me because I live here in Denver now, so I still get to see him play. So it's cool for me. I don't really give a shit. And plus, it's fucking Peyton Manning.
He's gonna make you look good.
Yeah.
If you're already
good,
he's gonna make you look great.
Wes Welker came off the Dolphins and became a superstar. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you leave one quarterback? Like, that's like him like leaving 2 years from now and going to play for Aaron Rodgers. You know, like that's crazy. Whatever.
Alright. Well, Jack lost.
I'm gonna.
Jags lost 2-28.
Yeah.
Jags this year's
now. So
but that's my sleeper team, though.
My sleeper team.
No. It's the Chiefs.
Yeah. It's the City. They did score 28 points.
Yeah, but it's again. It's the
Jamal
Jaguars.
Jamal Charles had a good game.
Palmer or Smith
Jamal
looked good.
Smith, did he look good? I didn't get to see any of that game.
Alex Smith looked good. But he's a decent quarterback.
Yeah.
No, he's a decent quarterback. I think if I was a KC fan, I would be like, yes, this is nice.
Yeah, but we'll see who that player is.
Well, yeah, obviously. But Jacksonville's got those new helmets.
Oh, yeah. I think they're pretty cool.
They're it's like got the Jaguar on the side and then the front is
you're
black.
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then with like it's black in the front and then fades to gold.
Oh.
But you know what that... The worst teams always have the fanciest outfits.
Because that's what you guys have been doing. I'm going to read off the scores in a second.
What other games stuck out for you in your mind? Oh, that is cool.
It's like Tiger Eye. Yeah. That's what it reminds me of.
You know, the only game I like didn't see any of was this Steelers Titans.
Ooh. Yes, it was really ugly.
It was. Yeah.
Like, just like fights?
No,
just sloppy.
Just keeping it on the turn of sloppy. This is the first week. It's sloppy.
Nobody in the AFC North won this week.
Yeah, no one in the AFC North won.
Wow.
They're all still tied.
I wonder when the last time that happened was, since realignment happened. Well, speaking of sloppy, the other game that stuck out for me, just as a really cool, interesting playoff preview game, was San Francisco versus Green Bay. The sloppy performance came from the referees.
Yeah.
We want the replay? Just kidding. I didn't finish that sentence.
If you didn't see it, there were two offensive fouls, or two fouls, essentially, for personal fouls, like run, you know, action after the play. And they should have offset, and it should have just gone fourth down. San Francisco would have kicked a field goal instead, they ruled it in third down again. They replayed the whole play. San Francisco gets a touchdown. That changes the momentum of the game.
Yeah, basically there was an extra down that they played that shouldn't have happened, where they, on that next replay, the third down, they got a touchdown. Anquan Boldin, who was a huge star in that game.
Yeah.
Over 200. I mean, you think Joe Flacco misses having Anquan Boldin and Torrey Smith?
Fuck no. Of course he does, man.
God.
Yeah. With Jacoby Jones out for 6 weeks.
They won by 6 points.
I don't know what the hell they were doing.
The 49ers won by a touchdown.
They won
28-34.
They got Anquan Boldin for a 6th round draft pick.
Yeah, that's a steal. I'm like,
dude.
But he's also playing like he's got something to play for too. You know,
yeah,
a 6th round pick, really? Come on.
But yeah, that was a
Kaepernick looked really good.
Rodgers looked good, but yeah,
Rodgers looked alright.
I don't know.
They had trouble.
It's the first week, though. That's why I don't really.
He was still slinging it to Jordan.
No, absolutely. Like, don't get me wrong. He's Aaron Rodgers, but like the same shit with Tom Brady. Like, the only quarterback that was phenomenal was Peyton Manning.
Yep,
that's the only one. He's the only one out of all 32 teams. You know, everybody else was.
Kaepernick was.
He was more than, because like towards the end of the game he started running because they stopped containing the run, you know, and it was just like, oh, what are you guys doing? You know.
But like Russell Wilson, he didn't look that great.
No, he didn't look good.
The Seahawks didn't look like they were.
No, the Seahawks
amazing.
Did not look good.
We got a few quarterbacks to play. We've got the Texans and Chargers tomorrow, and the Skins and the Eagles.
Did the Seahawks even score a touchdown?
Yeah, they scored a touchdown in the last play. One of the last plays they got the touchdown. It was very sloppy game all around.
Yeah, and the fourth down, 6 points.
Yeah, it was a 43-yard pass.
But to some extent, I think that the players don't really, in the first week, unless it's like some huge hyped game like the Broncos and Ravens, where you know it was like 8 months worth of preview with a pregame leading up to that game. I think the players don't care as much for the first couple of weeks of the season. I think they start zoning in like after week 4 or 5. You know, teams start taking highs.
Yeah, because this is like
division games.
This is definitely like the punch in the mouth, so to speak.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, this game we've been practicing all this time. Like, this is really it. Because even preseason, you're not playing that. The starters aren't playing that hard. You know. It's the guys that have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
That are like out there busting their ass. And those are the guys we don't care about because we pay money to see
the best.
The stars. The best.
The other game that was really good, which is another big game in the first week, which was New Orleans versus Atlanta.
Yeah, man. I was
that
so
was a good game.
Pulling for the Falcons, but, that was, they kept it in the game. I really think it's the Falcons to lose, man. I really do. The Saints are going to get better.
Yeah, but I think if that was in Atlanta, I think Atlanta would have won that game.
That's what I mean. Like, but what you said, they're both going to get better, and I think the Falcons have that edge and talent. Because, yeah, coaching will get you so far, but it's the talent that has to do it on the field.
Yeah, and Julio and Roddy White are,
like... Fuck, even this dude, Tony Gonzalez, he's done after this year.
Yeah.
You know he's not going to fucking... He's going to go all out, you know? Like... I think
Gonzalez.
Steven Jackson looks surprisingly good, too.
Yeah.
I did not expect him to play well.
Oh, that score was 17-23, by the way.
Yeah.
Saints.
Yeah. Saints won the game. Breeze looked pretty good.
Do you look like Breeze? But is that again?
And the commentators pointed it out, but I thought it was an interesting point that Peyton decided to go for it on fourth down one time, and you know he was doing stuff that you didn't see the Saints do last year, and I thought that was an interesting point that it's more like little intangible things, not
mm-hmm.
necessarily that the overall team has really changed that much.
Right. Yeah.
But,
right.
But just the fact that he'll make that kind of decision, whereas the whoever they had their like triage of coaching that they had last year, they weren't going to make those kinds of decisions because Peyton's got plenty of job security. It's not like he's going to get fired because he makes a bad mistake on going for it on fourth down in a game. But they won that game, and I don't know if I really believe as much in the Falcons. I think you're right, probably over the long haul they're a better team, but. Man, the Saints looked good defensively. They looked a lot better than they were last year.
Yeah, they looked so much better.
Oh yeah,
last year.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't hemorrhaging points like they were last year. Last year,
yards.
Yeah,
they were
getting
so many yards last year.
Didn't that game end on a turnover too, where Ryan was driving down the field and then there was like a tip and the Saints player ran it back for a touchdown? Or no, it wasn't a touchdown, but.
Possibly.
Something happened.
I honestly don't remember.
I wasn't like taking detailed notes or anything like that. Well, we do have two. We have two more games tomorrow.
There were two fumbles.
Yeah.
And then one.
Hold on. Before we get to those games, Adrian Peterson, man.
Oh yeah, gotta talk
Adrian
about
Peterson.
That game.
Adrian,
78-yard run. First touchdown of the season for him. Like, that's a statement.
First play of scrimmage, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, like, and that's a statement, man. Granted, it's against the Lions, who won.
Yep. They handily won, too.
Yeah, 10 points, 24-34. But Adrian Peterson, and then also Ndamukong Suh, that fucking dirty bitch. He chop blocked the shit out of some guy, and I think he's injured. Unless,
can we just agree that Ndamukong Suh is the dirtiest active player?
He's the dirtiest.
He's really bad.
He's the dirtiest.
And he just seems like completely uninvolved.
Like, in all sports, I think he's the dirtiest player. I really do.
He's really, really bad. I'm still excited to see what he has in store for the Thanksgiving game this year, because it seems like he always outdoes himself.
Maybe he'll body slam somebody.
Yeah, maybe he'll, like, actually pull out a gun and somebody on the field.
Whoa.
He didn't do it on the field.
He's not that crazy.
No.
Sue is just... Well, but that being said, I think it was really interesting because the Lions, not only did they win, but Calvin Johnson only had, you know, a handful of yards. He didn't score a touchdown. They didn't win on his back like they have in the past, where he has to, like, get 10 catches for 200 yards and two scores. They had a running game. It was a balanced attack. I mean, their defense was decent. I mean, considering they had to go up against Adrian Peterson, so maybe.
No, I was surprised. I thought Minnesota was going to run away with that game.
Yeah,
another surprising team today was Chicago.
The Bears.
I mean,
I actually didn't see that.
Chicago and Detroit were definitely not the two teams that people thought were going to win the NFC North this year, but they're tied for first after Week One. So.
Yeah, and I mean, you know,
totally unnecessary. Jod is just showing me a GIF of the play where
terrible
Ndamukong Suh totally away from the play for no reason.
Yeah.
Chop blocks a guy from the side and probably is that guy injured right now?
I'm gonna read it right now.
But I don't know. If I'm a Bears fan, I would be psyched about this win.
Yeah,
it's like when the Bengals were a lot of people's like dark horse Super Bowl, you know.
I guarantee you they were the favorite in this game, even though the Bears were at home.
Oh, probably. Yeah, Forte had a great game. He had 19 carries for 50 yards and one TD. Even AJ Green, who had a monster game, put a
huge game for
two TDs, 162 yards, nine receptions. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's their best player, and Andy Dalton can't do it all by himself.
Andy Dalton's wedding ring is stupid.
It is.
Oh, I didn't see it.
It is. It's so stupid. He wears it during the game, and I'm just like, why is it on your finger?
This is a black rubber band.
Yeah.
Like,
what?
Not like a rubber band, like it's like solid, thick rubber.
Yeah, that he wears around his
ring. Yeah, it's fucking weird, man.
So, like, he's like, oh, some of the guys make fun of me for it, but I like it.
Shut up.
Yeah, it looks dumb, Andy. You look dumb.
You look stupid, Andy. Stupid. Alright, so tomorrow, doubleheader.
We got first Monday Night Football game.
Yeah. Who's what's the first game? Is it the Eagles and Skins?
It's gotta be Eagles and Skins, East Coast.
Oh yeah, absolutely. What?
So Eagles and Skins, 6:55 kickoff Eastern time.
Still, so yeah, it's too early.
Yeah, that's before 5 o'clock. Here in the Mountain Time Zone. That's a really early game. Yeah.
Well, they have another game to be played.
The other game that starts at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
That's why I don't miss living on the East Coast.
It's so crazy that the East Coast has to suffer through that kind of stuff, man. I don't understand it.
It's time zones. That's all.
Well, I know.
Wait, we could be like China and just have one time zone.
Why not? Why not? Just,
well, it's 5 o'clock. Time to go to bed.
Why doesn't the NFL and the NBA, because those are the really, and baseball's really bad with those West Coast games, but why don't they just get with the program and start the games just a little bit earlier so that these East Coast people, especially with the NFL, because when you're talking about Monday Night Football, that's something that everybody watches. And when, I mean, like, it's reasonable. 6:30 start for Sunday night games and Thursday night games. And regular Monday night games, but this first game, when you have a game starting at 10 o'clock on the East Coast, who's watching that? I mean, I know that it's Texans and Chargers, and
everybody
don't really care, but
everybody's watching it, man. I'm telling you, because
so what, they just like don't go to sleep?
No, we don't. You stay up all night, and the whole city is miserable the next day.
Especially
I swear
if they
to
lose.
God, yeah. Especially, I swear to God, it's like. Especially like when the Red Sox were like doing that championship shit, games would stop at like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, that's
good. And everybody would go to work and just be like, oh, fucking tired of shit, but fucking Red Sox, right? But the whole city, it's the whole city, so everybody gets it, It's kind of weird, man.
Yeah, but it's lucky because we don't, the latest games go here are maybe 11 o'clock.
Yeah, man. That was like the first thing I noticed. Like, even my mom came out here when the Celtics were playing in the playoffs. She was like, the game's over? It's still like daylight? Yeah, it's amazing, right? This shit is awesome.
All right. So, what are your predictions for tomorrow night's game?
Ooh.
Is RG3 back? Will the Chip Kelly offense make the Eagles the potent team they've been promised to be for so long? Will the Texans make it a statement?
My gut is telling me no, but my gut is also very hungry. Arrested Development. Just kidding. I'll go first with the... who are the Texans playing again?
Texans are playing the Chargers.
So the Texans
are the Chargers.
The Texans are winning that game. Probably by like a touchdown. I'm not giving you numbers because I don't do that. Anywho, and between the Skins... And that's the team in Washington that has an offensive name that we're not going to say. So the Skins versus the Eagles.
We'll drop F-bombs.
Yeah, we'll drop F-bombs.
Yeah,
because fuck
racist.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I say nigga because that's just part of my vocabulary.
All right. What is your prediction?
Yeah, my prediction is talk about racism. I'm going to have to go with the Skins just because, just seeing how they played last year, and if RG3 is really like, if he's cleared to play, then that means he's going to play exactly like he played last year. Hopefully, minus the idiotic non-sliding.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's my 2 cents.
I agree. I think it's going to be the Redskins are going to beat I think the Eagles are way overrated. They're not going to do what everybody thinks they're going to do. Chip Kelly's... I mean, when was the last time a rookie head coach who had just come from college... I don't care if you're the genius that Chip Kelly is, which I'm not saying he's not, because he is a genius, but that stuff doesn't transition immediately. You can't just immediately go from college to the pros and have, like, amazing success. It just doesn't happen. So
Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah.
Didn't he have one bad year, though?
No, I think the first year they got to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, okay, well, at any rate... Jim Harbaugh was close, a pro-style offense, whereas Chip Kelly's not a pro-style offense.
That's true.
Trying to apply college things to the NFL. But I really believe that the Redskins are going to be good this year. I think they're going to be a little bit surprising to people. They have a solid running attack.
You don't think RG3's going to be rusty after not playing?
Peyton Manning didn't play for 14 months, and he was great last year. So, I mean, I'm not saying that RG3 is Peyton Manning, but... He's a gifted athlete, and you know he looked fine in preseason, so I don't see any reason why he wouldn't be good. I think
did he play in preseason?
Who?
RG3. I thought he didn't play.
No.
Oh, he didn't play in preseason. Okay, I was just talking out of my ass back there. Don't listen to me on everything.
We talk out of our ass.
I'm totally not credible at all.
Actually, yeah, that's right. This podcast is totally not credible, because if you think we're wrong, you're probably right.
Yeah. we welcome you to reach out to us on Twitter at TMS Report. Or look for us on Facebook and make sure that you tell us when we're wrong, because we pride ourselves on our credibility, which is very low.
Very low. But if you start telling us that we're wrong and we retract our statements, then...
As for the second game, I think that the Texans will stomp the crap out of the Chargers. I don't think it's going to be close. I would look for Arian Foster to have an outstanding game.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Well, the fantasy kid in me would love that. But... Yeah, I gotta agree with you guys, man. I know it's bad listening to all agree.
It doesn't matter though. It just happens, man. Like,
it's reality.
Yeah.
It's just I think RG3 is gonna come back. I think he's gonna be fine. Mike Shanahan is still a really good coach.
Yeah.
I think Chip Kelly and the Eagles, while I think they're going to be good this year, I think it's gonna take a little bit to transition them. I think they'll have a much stronger second half of the season. First half of the season.
Yeah, I almost believe in Michael Vick.
Yeah, almost. Well, we'll see this season.
That's like RG3, no question.
Michael Vick is going to have like 22 interceptions this year. He plays every single game. He'll have like a 1-to-1 TD to
IT. All right, yeah, okay.
1-to-1. 6.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I have no reason to think that San Diego will be any better than they were last year. Maybe an 8-8 team. Houston, still Houston. They still got Arian Foster. They still got J.J. Watt. They still got Matt Schaub, who's perfectly serviceable, even though he looks like kind of a looking Irby pile motherfucker. But you know, I gotta believe Houston's gonna take it to the Chargers. I'm gonna say Houston by 2 touchdowns, maybe 10 points, 14 to 10 points. And I'm gonna say the Redskins by touchdown.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I would be shocked if that wasn't the result.
Shocked. 20s, 30s, roughly. I don't know. I'm bad with scores.
Yeah, no, that's what I like. I'm not.
There's no point in predicting scores. I think margins are fine.
Yeah. Give me the over-under, and I'll do that maybe. Possibly.
I just learned what that was like recently.
Oh, really? Yeah. Isn't it so awesome, though?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you were losing so much money.
Well, you know, I was gambling a lot. All right, so that's one thing.
I'll take the over. Do you know what that is, Julian?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I want to win more.
Yeah, $300, right?
Give me 10 bucks on the footballers.
On the footballers on the pitch.
The
football squad on the pitch.
$5 on Manchester.
Alright.
We got fantasy.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. Fantasy football.
Yeah.
Okay.
John, what would you like to ask how we're doing?
Well, no, I'm just I'm not, so for those of you who are just now tuning in for the first time ever, I'm not doing fantasy football this season. This is Big Black speaking. Just because I basically wanted to play devil's advocate with Julian and Elliot here. These guys really love fantasy football, and I think it's funny as shit because sometimes they get really mad.
Only sometimes.
But, so what's the team look like, Mr. Elliot?
Well, I had kind of a lousy draft, but I had a good week this week. I think I'm going to probably, I have a good chance of winning both games. One, I have a better chance of winning, but even though I'm winning in one, and then probably it's going to get a lot closer in the other. The people who have done well for me, Victor Cruz, I already alluded to the fact that he had 3 touchdowns tonight. That was a good performance from him. And I was, one thing that was really interesting was in my one of my leagues, the person who had Peyton Manning and Demaryius Thomas ended up losing the game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because he also started David Wilson.
Oh, poor David Wilson.
Negative 1/10 of a point. After fumbling 2 times and getting pulled from the game. So it just goes to show you can never really predict fantasy, and it's not really about who has the best draft. It's really like about luck.
It's pure luck, and we like to think that we have some kind of
the guy who always says he has an edge, that edge is gone next week.
Yeah.
That's right. Because it's just, I was predicted to have 121 points in one of my leagues. I'm probably going to win this game at 104, but that's still, 15 points less than what my prediction was. And, and I was playing against Peyton Manning in that league. I lucked out because he made some bonehead decisions, and you can always help that. I mean, granted, he does have Pierre Garçon and Ben Tate tomorrow night, and I just got Arian Foster. So,
well, is he starting Ben Tate?
Yep.
Well, that's a big mistake, because Ben Tate is a handcuff, not... If you think that you can start Ben Tate and you're going to, pick up some sort of sloppy touchdowns, people make that mistake every single season. Somebody always drafts Ben Tate, and then they start him in, 1 week being this is going to be the week that Arian Foster doesn't get the goal line touches and Ben Tate will get the touchdowns.
Nope.
That's a bad move. You should not start Ben Tate. Although, I also started Monty Ball this week, so... That's just how bad my draft was, though. I needed another running back. And that's maybe something we'll have a segment on at a later time to talk about trades and other moves that you can make to try to improve your team. Like, when you recognize that you don't have a good enough team to win your league and realize that you have to make a move to win your league, that's probably going to be something I'm going to have to face at some point this year. My biggest change, so John, you decided not to do fantasy football at all.
Right.
I decided I'm going to do fantasy football, but I'm not gonna read or listen to any fantasy football related media. Commentators, pundits, talking heads, people who think that they know that they're geniuses about fantasy football, who are never held accountable to the picks and recommendations sit start thing. I think if you did a scientific study about sit start advice, you would find that they're almost always wrong, and that you probably just as much as flipping a coin. So. I'm not going to listen to anybody. I'm not going to change. I'm going to look at my draft. My lineup week to week. I'm going to change people who are injured. But other than that, I'm just going to go with my gut. I'm not going to listen to anybody, because this was the first week one game that I've done where I did not change anybody at the last second because of somebody being like, oh, you can't start him. He's not going to be good. And it might end up being, I think that's going to be a lot for my sanity, at least. It's going to be a lot better.
Yeah, I just, I'm having a good week. It always helps when your actual NFL team wins. Then you can just take solace in that.
Oh, yeah.
I was going into this just like, hey, whatever happens, at least the Broncos won. And, granted, every once in a while I flip out about fantasy, but I did well. I started Jordy Nelson.
That was a good move.
I started Jordy Nelson. I didn't think I was going to, but I did, and I'm happy I did.
2 touchdowns for him?
2 touchdowns? Yeah, 19 points for me.
Yeah, nice.
So that's good for a wideout. The thing about fantasy is you can never take it too serious.
No, man.
Because then you become fantasy football guy. And yeah. Nobody wants to be fantasy football.
Well, I'm married to fantasy football guy. So if you were ever... That's another little kink in the works for fantasy. If you're ever married to somebody and you're in a league with them, let alone two leagues...
Oh, yeah,
when that person loses both of their games and, as Julian alluded to, your NFL team loses, that makes for... I call those Black Mondays.
That's awesome.
That is not fun. Like, my wife is a teacher, and we often joke about the fact that if the Broncos lose and fantasy doesn't go well, then kids, you better watch out. Teacher is not happy.
Because teacher's going to be mad. But I got no reason to complain. So, good fantasy week.
Who would you say would be the sleeper for your team?
The sleeper for my team?
The guy that gave you the most, not the most, necessarily the most points, but, you know, holy shit, he got me this many points, you know what I mean? Like, who's that for you this week?
You know, I'm going to, even though I didn't play him, I'm going to say Jared Cook, because that was my biggest bonehead move of the week, was not playing Jared Cook.
You didn't start Jared Cook.
I did not start Jared Cook. I started, and, I mean, I'm going to start Antonio Gates over him. Because I thought, oh, sure, everybody wants Antonio Gates. but I did not start Jared Cook. He had 25 points, which is enormous for a tight end. So that's my bonehead sleeper. I was not expecting Victor Cruz to score me 30 points, so he's my super happy player.
Super happy player of the week. It's fun time.
I don't feel like that's surprising at all, nor should it be, because Victor Cruz can bust out a three touchdown game.
Yeah, but then again, next week he's going to have two receptions for 30 yards.
Yeah, that does happen.
Right.
That does happen with Eli and Victor.
So for me... In one league, my sleeper, which was actually my sleeper plan the entire season, which was Andrew Luck. I did him as one of my. I'm going into a keeper league that I was not in last year, so I got to choose some people to be like my quote unquote keeper. It's not going to be my keeper for next year per se, but this was like my second tier keeper, and. He had almost 30 points today for me in my league, which is actually a quarterback-heavy league. So I was really excited about him. In my other league, it was Mike Williams for Tampa Bay.
He had a huge day.
It wasn't huge, but it was like John said. Like, I did not expect him to get me 15 points, and he got me 15 points, which is a big reason why I'm probably going to end up winning in that game. So for him, for me, it was Mike Williams. I could have said Jermichael Finley too, because I didn't expect him to have as good of a game, but he's also like my top tight end, so he should be putting up those kind of points.
Word.
Well, first, if you're still listening, then you clearly enjoy this podcast, and we appreciate it.
Yeah,
and we'll have more fantasy action for you all through the season.
We got a special treat for you. For those who might forget, baseball is still going on, and
that's a thing. What, really?
Yeah, we still got about a month of baseball before the playoffs,
which are a month.
But so we're going to leave you with Elliot's baseball minute.
Okay,
and
well,
the timer starts.
I'm going to wait for it to get up to a minute, and then I'm going to talk.
Okay,
for...
you're going to do even. Yeah, okay, even zeros. Three, so, two, one.
Okay, so baseball right now, you have the two biggest stories, in my opinion, are the Boston Red Sox, who have the number one. They're the number one team in baseball right now. They were not picked to be as good of a team as they have been. They've been outstanding, and it pains me because I don't really like the Red Sox that much. But they've been great. The other team that's been it shouldn't have been a surprise because they have an amazingly huge payroll is the Dodgers. Who, if you had listened to previous versions of this podcast, you would know that I was making fun of the Dodgers at the beginning of the season, but right now, they are probably the sexy pick to win the National League right now. They've got an amazing team, just outstanding team. And I think that...
15 seconds!
If we can talk about the Rockies really quick, just for 15 seconds, they are terrible. They're still in third place because the NL West is so bad. There's a guy that lost a perfect game with two outs in the ninth for the Giants. That was a crazy thing that happened over the weekend.
Oh,
that's been my baseball minute. Thanks.
Bye.
All right, that was
solid.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
All right, thanks for listening, guys. I'm Julian.
I'm Elliot.
I'm Big Black.
And we're signing off.
Peace.
See you next week.
I'm here to shake up the world. Yeah. I'm something like a phenomenon, but still dumping whenever the drama's on. Yeah, hustlers can't eat fit meals, and it feels something like when it's Ramadan. Hope you chumps been walking with armor on. I'm who they jumping to call the homos on. Something's turning his mama on. I love to see rumps and pharaoh gamma thongs. Better look dump when you got pajamas on. Jumping, let's hit the Bahamas, ma. And it's crump whenever I'm on a song. Bumping like bump, ba bump. I'm particularly picky when it come to licky licky. Have them sliding off them Vickies quickly. Okay. Under the do-rag, it be 60. It's the hypno and sticky icky.
I said, okay. Yeah. Fly enough to do better, but pimp enough to not give a fuck. Yeah. Thug enough to do better, and gangsta enough to not give a fuck. Yeah. Hustling enough to know better, but ballin' enough to not give a fuck. Yeah. Old enough to know better, but young enough to not give a fuck.
Damn it, man. I'm in a throwback, so old, it'll make your grandma glance. And everybody know, everybody go, so please, call a stretch ambulance. These dudes don't stand a chance when I pull up like the Pamper brand. Those on the Lambo slants, with a mad damn from France. With an ass so big, you couldn't hide it in a hammer pants. Who else be in New York with Miami tans? Got everybody doing the street family dance. I'm sure this hammer can make you say that gangsta roll for the cameraman. Sis, F-A-B, you preferably don't wanna F with me, please believe. I'm definitely as responsible for getting a city high left would be.
Believe it, please. Said I'm fly enough to do better, but pimp enough to not give a fuck. Yeah. Thug enough to do better, and gangsta enough to not give a fuck. Yeah. Hustling enough to know better, but ballin' enough to not give a fuck. Yeah. Old enough to know better, but young enough to not give a fuck.
I'm introduced to your women friends. Hello. Cause I buy double deuces, they're in a Benz. Like they boost made by Timberland. I have to remind, since I got drafted and signed, y'all players get used to the scrimmaging. Not one of the Jesus has got lemon jams. Know y'all lips gon' get loose like y'all feminine. I prove letting loose with the semi can boost my adrenaline. You never had no use for that limb again. Half of my roots is Dominican. Fabuloso. Make you still like Benjamins. This dude got the juice of a pimpin' him. Turn the stones like Medusa had come to them. But right now, you can lie and gossip too. And later on, be the guy who the mosque for two. And right now, you can try and prosecute. But later on, you gon' die in the hospital.
Fly enough to do better, but pimp enough to not give a fuck. Thug enough to do better, and gangsta enough to not give a fuck. Hustling enough to know better, but ballin' enough to not give a fuck. Old enough to know better, but young enough to not give a fuck.